everyone. This is Dr. Erin Stair from bloomingwellness.com. And here we are, guys. It is another episode of Causes or Cures. I do apologize. It is just me today, but I think I'm the only one who could talk about this issue, this problem, because I named it, I dubbed it. Oh yeah, and we're gonna get there. Bear with me. However, I wanted to do a little admin stuff first. So I love it when you guys write me and send me your suggestions for the podcast, you know, about the guest and the topics. I appreciate that. And I enjoy reading the criticisms too. I get it, guys. I know my sound quality isn't the best. I do this from my apartment in New York City, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with New York City, but it's always loud here, right? It's always loud. It is the city that doesn't sleep. Somebody once said that. I think that's pretty accurate. But one of the criticisms that I got last week was, your podcast isn't that great, but it would be a lot better with introduction music. Oh, wow. I had no idea that I needed to play a bit of a tune for me to get my point across. So I was going to play a little bit on my violin this morning. However, it's really, really early. I live in a building with thin walls. My neighbors are asleep. You know, I'm already walking on eggshells for lots of other reasons. So why poke the dragon? That said, I thought I would sing a little bit, just the first part of a great song called Send in the Clowns. If you know it, please sing along with me. Again, I do have my morning voice here, but let's give it a go. All right. Isn't it rich? Aren't we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. All right, a truck was driving by when I sang that. Not exactly a voice for Broadway, but I think I could start a podcast with it. So, here we go. Today, I want to talk about something super important. It's a syndrome that I discovered. Now, you won't find this on the Mayo Clinic website or any reputable medical website for that matter. And healthcare providers, if you're listening, you won't see it on the boards. In fact, you probably won't hear about it outside my little podcast. Or, if you read my parody, which you can get on Amazon, Yours in Wellness, Crystal Healing, Letters from the Wellness Industry. I know you guys love acronyms to make life simple, so YIWKHLFWI for short. If you've read that, you've already read about this syndrome. It is covered in letter 5 of the book. Here's what wellness paranoia syndrome is, though. Here's what it is. It's when you become so worried about every ingredient and everything that it becomes an irrational fear, and you're constantly stressed out trying to avoid all this stuff. And eventually, it develops into wellness paranoia syndrome. Your life, your short life, is taken up by trying to avoid all these things all of the time and getting others to avoid them, or else, or else, death is imminent. Death is imminent. The devil of toxins is knocking on your door, and he is covered in gut sludge, and he is ready to escort you to a hell full of toxins. And there are no detoxes to take anywhere. None. Now, I'm not talking about people with legitimate medical conditions and allergies. Some people, in order to stay alive and not have pains everywhere, they need to avoid things like gluten and peanut butter. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the people who get stressed out and get big ulcers from trying to avoid all of these things that they think are toxins all of the time. It becomes their life's mission, their obsession, right? Oh my God, the oxybenzones, the artificial flavoring, the parabens, the PCBs, the manganese, the real sugar, the fake sugar, whatever your preference may be that week, and people don't always agree on that. The butter, the fake butter, the vegetable oil, the saturated fats, the polyvinyl chloride, and the polybrominated diphenyl ethers, the GMOs. Ho, 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 the GMOs. So these people strictly and constantly regulate their environment, their food, their pillow covers, their sheets, their clothes, their shampoo, their conditioner, their soap, their nail polish, their makeup, their Tupperware, their toothpaste, their silverware, everything, everything, all the time. And those that do this to a high enough degree, and that's key, a high enough degree, they are at risk of developing wellness paranoia syndrome. And it interferes with their life, their ability to just kick back and enjoy life. It interferes with their ability to have fun. It interferes with their ability to just let go every now and then and not worry about the toxins and everything. These are people who live like everything is toxic and will kill you right away, rather than living like the toxicity is in the dose, which it is, guys, which it is for the most part. I'm not talking about, you know, the nerve agents that political dictators use on dissenters to kill them, to shut them up. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the everyday things that people use all of the time. So what happens? Sometimes these people are afraid to do anything that they're not in control of, you know? They're afraid to go out to eat. They don't, even their friend's house or their neighbor's house, a restaurant, they're like, I don't know what kind of food this guy buys or how he cooks or what he uses to cook and his plates and his silverware. Who knows, right? I don't know. Where does he get his couch from? Somewhere in China that's toxic, right? I'm not going over there. Everything needs to be eco-friendly. They might be afraid to travel, or travel's really stressful, right? They need to have all of their products that they love come with them. God forbid if they lose their baggage. They need to stay at, you know, the best, the healthiest hotels, eat at the healthiest places. And if something goes wrong and this can't happen, it's really, really, really stressful for them. They have a hard time adapting. These are people who, you know, they might take a year to buy the perfect shower curtain that isn't toxic at all. Or, I mean, let me tell you, they can take 5 years to buy toothpaste or sunscreen. And sometimes people sunscreen is like Satan to some people, right? I guess they haven't met that many people with skin cancer. I said that, guys. But anyhow, this can be a really stressful way to live. A really stressful way to live. Having to be in control of everything all of the time. I mean, I don't think that's humanly possible. I just don't. And worse yet is what happens when someone with wellness paranoia syndrome realizes that they accidentally expose themselves to one of these ingredients they are trying to avoid, or if they don't have access to the products that they want to use right then and there. Oh my goodness. I remember this one woman. I'll call her a wellness junkie. You know what I mean? She was one of those people who had all of these wellness products from all different wellness companies. She didn't know anything about the wellness companies. It could have been 12-year-old boys making something in their grandmother's basement because there's no regulation. She had no idea. But the packaging, the packaging was great. So she had all these products all the time. She was going to this event. She hired a makeup artist to do her makeup. She wanted to look good. It was a big event. She had a beautiful new dress. So this makeup artist came over to her apartment, help her get gussied up for the big day. And the makeup artist was using makeup that had parabens, which you should try to avoid. Absolutely. But what happened was the makeup artist was putting mascara on the woman, and she realized, she's like, she looks at the makeup and she's like, oh my God, this has parabens. Well, all hell broke loose. You would have thought that the makeup artist was giving her cyanide, right? Instead of mascara. And it was just, what? This woman, she lost her cool. She, like, the mascara went running. Like, she ruined herself, and, like, she didn't go to the event. She didn't go to the event. Now, I don't know where that woman is now, but I know she has an ulcer. Because that level of wellness paranoia syndrome, that level of stress and worry, that'll kill a person long before one makeup session with toxic mascara. Okay? That's the truth, guys. She would have been better off just accepting that she used this toxic stuff one time. She was exposed to it. Like, okay, well, this is just one time. I'll just go to this event and I won't use that again, right? Because, yeah, it's not going to kill me. I'm going to have fun tonight. But she didn't do that. And she does have an ulcer. I don't care what anyone says. Here is the other thing about wellness paranoia syndrome that I want to warn you guys about. And I write about it in my book, but here it goes. You guys know that wellness is a business, right? Right? And businesses like to make money. And not everybody in the game is Mother Teresa. Not everybody who runs a wellness clinic or creates a wellness product is a saint. They're not altruistic. They're not all altruistic. Not all of them have your best interest at heart. No, they want to make money. You know, we like to criticize the big bad drug companies for often putting profit before patients. And they do. They do that. But wellness companies, again, they're not like the flip side of that. You know, it's not like they're heaven and one's hell. They're trying to make money too. And what I often see, what I notice, is that a lot of marketers for these wellness businesses and products, wellness influencers, sometimes they use wellness paranoia syndrome to their advantage and to your disadvantage, right? They get you to empty your wallet, to swipe your credit cards. They try to infect you with wellness paranoia syndrome. I do think it's contagious, by the way. And it is one hell of a marketing tool. Oh my goodness. Make people feel like even the tiniest amount of something, one tiny exposure, tiny, one time will kill them, will ruin their organs. I mean, what a marketing tool. What a marketing tool. You know, if you are constantly pointing out all the bad stuff and all the toxins in the competitors' brands and creating that kind of fear, that's a great business strategy. It's not logical, it's reductive as all hell, but it's a great business strategy. If you've read Yours in Wellness, you'll know that I listed a top 40 list of buzzwords and phrases that wellness marketers often use to increase product sales. I mean, listen to some of these. Okay, of course we have toxin-free, right? Toxin-free, even though we're going to talk about that in a future podcast because it's a fake thing. It's a myth. Holistic and blessed. Immune booster. Oh, this is a good one. Eliminates toxic sludge. Cleanse. Oh, this one sounds like a sacrament. Rids the body of toxins. Ooh, yeah. Clears up brain fog. All right. Removes parasites. Oh, this is a good one too. Purges the body of toxins. Purge. Full body douche. Whole body cleanse. Skinny cleanse. I don't know why I wrote this one, but holistic vagina. Who doesn't want a holistic vagina? I mean, come on. We'll have to ask Cardi B what she says about that. Anyways, wellness is still a business, guys. Something else I also get a kick out of is something I call relative wellness paranoia syndrome. Again, not something you'll see on a reputable medical website, but it's a thing. It's a thing, relative wellness paranoia syndrome. This is when a person is super worried about one exposure or one ingredient and tries to avoid it with everything that they have, but not another. For example, there might be someone out there who avoids any and all parabens, all products that have parabens, but they wear their AirPods or wireless headphones all day long because they're not concerned about their exposure to EMF radiation. And someone might be the exact opposite. Someone might not worry about parabens at all, but really worry about the EMF radiation from their AirPods or their wireless headphones, right? And there's probably a person out there that is worried about all of the toxins all of the time, and that person wears a helmet and sits in the corner of their house. To be fair, I don't use wireless headphones. I don't. I think there's something to that EMF exposure stuff. I've read enough about it. But let me tell you this. If I had to take the bus, the March bus, from New York City to Trucksville, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, yep, Trucksville, it's a real place. It is. I mean, that bus, it's always loud. It's always crowded. And it smells like Italian hoagies that are like 2 weeks old and, you know, it's just, and people are loud, they talk on their phones. If all I had was AirPods to use to keep out the noise and to keep me sane, I would use the AirPods for that, and I wouldn't flip out, right? I'd still take the bus, and I'd go to Trucksville, and I'd have a great time, you know, with my parents and the cows and the vultures. Vultures, my parents are fond of vultures. That's a whole other topic. But at any rate, I wouldn't worry because I'm not going to die from one exposure. The truth of the matter is this. With most things, the toxicity is in the dose. This is the dose makes the poison principle credited to a Swiss physician, Paracelsus, who wrote this a long, long time ago. All things are poison. And nothing is without poison. Only the dose makes a thing not poison. Ha. Paracelsus. Also a good name for a cat, by the way, in case you're looking for cat names. But he's right. I don't know what the Latin. Sola dosis facit venenum. That was terrible Latin. Anyways, take water, for example, right? Too much water, we need water. You guys know that. We need water to survive. But too much water can lead to a condition called hyponatremia, right? When your sodium gets super, super low in your bloodstream. Well, that's not good. That can easily be a very serious and dangerous medical condition. So even water can be toxic. And that goes with anything. Too much of anything can be toxic. Furthermore, you might be in a situation one day where worrying about all the tiny ingredients and everything may not matter at all, may be really stupid for your survival, right? Say you're hiking in the woods and you get lost. You lose your cell phone signal and you have no land navigation training and you have no idea how to find your way out of an issue without a cell phone, okay? So you're just walking around this big scary woods and you're scared and oh my gosh. And you're starving, your stomach's growling, you're getting weak. And you come across a picnic basket, right? You come across a picnic basket, there it is. I don't know, it's beautiful. I don't know what happened to the people who brought it into the woods. Probably maybe bears ate them. And then they were stuffed, so they didn't want to eat what was in the picnic basket. Could happen. All right, you open up the basket, and it's full of granola bars and Mini-Mart purchased pound cake. Ugh. And other stuff that's kind of, that you would call junk food. Now, do you really think that you're going to be hovering over that picnic basket and picking up each of those granola bars and reading the ingredient list and then throwing it away? Like, oh God, processed carbs? No, no, I'm just going to starve. Trans fats? Hell no. They use canola oil instead of coconut oil. I am not eating this. I am not eating this. I'm going to hallucinate and starve. It's better. It's better for me. No toxins in this body. Nope. Never. Who would do that? No one. Now, some of you might be thinking, oh, that's an extreme example, Aaron. That's really extreme. Well, you know what? Those types of examples exist in developing countries all the time. Those types of dilemmas, FYI. You know, we are a country with a lot of stuff. We have access to a lot of stuff. So we forget that. We're privileged. We're privileged. But perhaps this is a more realistic example for some people. You're walking down a busy sidewalk in New York City. Everything's busy. The sidewalks are busy. The streets are busy. And you're on your way to buy toothpaste or a new supplement that you want to try because your friend in a Facebook group said that it will make you lose weight and look 18 again. Okay, so you're on your way and your head and your eyes are on your cell phone and you're Googling the supplement and you're Googling, you know, the best toothpaste to buy because you want to buy the best, the least toxic toothpaste on the planet or else. And your head is in your phone and you're walking and you don't see that the light is red for you and not green. And you walk and you get hit by a big city bus because it was the bus's turn to go and not yours. And you didn't know because your head was in your phone. That could happen. I swear that could happen. I see it, the potential for that almost every day in New York City. And you know what? This is a tangent. I like to do these tangents every now and then. But if your self-defense 101 is not having your eyes glued to your phone and it's not having those soundproof headphones on, right? Like if you're outside, your eyes and your ears, they're called senses for a reason. They're there to help you pick up signals and alarms that might kill you, right? And so when people they shut down those things and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't see that coming. Well, yeah, you didn't because your eyes are glued to your phone. That's why you didn't see it coming. Remember this. It's delusional to think that what is in your phone is more important than what is right in front of you. If you don't get hit by a bus, you're welcome. It's impossible to avoid everything that has the potential to be harmful all of the time. And I'm going to talk about this in my next episode, which is, there is no such thing as toxin-free. That is a myth. It is an episode that will piss off a lot of people in wellness, but that's okay, because we can talk about it. To try to rid your world of every toxin and never get exposed to toxins would require a level of control and knowledge that is not humanly possible. It's not. So, okay, what are you saying, Aaron? Does this mean that I should just have a free-for-all and not care at all? No. No. I know we are a society of extremism today and picking sides, but no, it doesn't mean that. Here's what it means. It means, of course, make healthy choices. But don't flip out if you're hungry and you put a cracker in your mouth and you learn as you're chewing it that it has artificial flavors and the bad kind of fat. You know, just don't eat those types of crackers or even a donut. Don't eat them all of the time. But one time won't kill you. It means if you're on a trip, if you're staying at a hotel and you forgot your toothpaste, your natural toothpaste, and you're like, oh no, I'm supposed to meet this person. I have a date at the hotel bar in an hour and my breath smells awful. right? Smells awful. Don't be afraid to call down to the front desk at the hotel and use their toothpaste, use their toxic stuff, whatever it is, their cheap toxic stuff. One brushing won't kill you, and you won't kill your date with your bad breath. It is a win-win situation. And guess what? You don't have to use that toothpaste all of the time, that terrible stuff, but one time won't kill you. If you're at a party and you see a beautiful cupcake, like a great baker made it, and you want a bite of it, take a bite of the cupcake. Just don't eat those types of cupcakes all the time. It's not going to kill you. It's not, you know, on a personal note, and I'm going to do a whole other podcast on my struggle with bulimia, which is an eating disorder, but there is an element of wellness paranoia syndrome innate to bulimia, right? Because before, if I saw a cupcake, oh my God, the cupcake was the worst thing ever. It was so bad. It was evil. That cupcake was the worst thing ever. I couldn't eat the cupcake. I did this all day long. I labeled food as bad or good, safe and unsafe. And that was a horrible way to live. It was so stressful and it made no sense. Don't be afraid to take a bite out of the cupcake, guys. Trust me, you'll live a happier life that way. Moderation. Balance. Not trying to control everything all of the time. Keeping the big picture in mind, not losing sight of the forest for a tree, for one bad tree. And living this very short life of ours, and short it is, as happily and as adjusted as we can. Because it is a really short life. It is an unpredictable life. You could be here one day and gone the next. Or someone you love, here one day, gone the next. So you don't want to lose any enjoyment that you might get to wellness paranoia syndrome. That's it, guys. So if you leave this podcast with anything, it's this. Don't get wellness paranoia syndrome. Just don't do it. All right, guys, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. I hope you share this podcast, subscribe to Causes or Cures. Please check out some of the other episodes. There are people I brought on who are way smarter than me, experts in their field. Listen to what they have to say. Check out bloomingwellness.com. You can find me on Instagram, Dr. Erin Stare. You can find me on Twitter, and just forgive me for my sometimes political post. And you can find me on Facebook too. Of course, if you'd like to read Yours in Wellness, it's available on Amazon, as is my first book, Manic Kingdom, which you could read too. That's it, everyone. Remember, don't get wellness paranoia syndrome. Don't do it. That is all. Bye.